Here's a thought about nightly reviews. When I'm out in the field like this and I'm photographing all day long, I can't wait to get back at night and load everything up into Lightroom on my laptop and take a look at what the day's work has produced. And there's always a few images that I'm very excited about, and so I turn my attention to those first. And sometimes I'll process them and even start playing around with variations and alternatives, and all of my attention will go towards those obvious winners that I think I've captured from the day. But you know, invariably what I find out with the passage of time is that those aren't the best images. I don't know if that has to do with the fact that I'm making instantaneous judgments, or I'm carried away by the emotions of having just photographed it, and so I have all the memory of being there and everything that influenced my thinking about the image. But the ones that really sing photographically are the ones that I discover sometimes months or years later. I'll find some image that's in the middle of a day's work that I never even looked at that night during my nightly review, because maybe I don't remember photographing it, or maybe it just didn't impress me at the time. But months or years later, I'll look at that image again and realize it has way more potential than I originally thought that it had. And those are the images that often end up making the very best photographs. It's almost as though I have to rediscover them long after I've returned. And the other thing about these images that's pretty interesting is that most of the time, those images require more processing than the sort of instantaneous winners do. The instantaneous winners are oftentimes winners because the subject itself was so captivating and so beautifully lit and etc. They're almost the no-brainer images. But the ones that end up really sticking with me and having long-term viability are the ones that I saw and photographed but maybe didn't think through how to process them until sometime later. And then something breaks through on the subconscious level and says, try processing it this way. And like I say, those most frequently turn out to be the best images I get from any given day. So I'm not going to stop doing those nightly reviews. They're lots and lots of fun, and they keep my enthusiasm up. But I also have learned that it's not an indication of whether or not the day was actually productive and what the day created in terms of what I might potentially make from the images I've captured.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.